I'm here at the Borderlines Film Festival in Hereford, and I've just managed to corner Matt, a very aloof individual, from the Hereford Heckler, where he's not so aloof. What is the Hereford Heckler, and what's it all about?
The Hereford Heckler is a bi-monthly newsletter in Hereford, produced by Hereford Solidarity League, which is a group of anarchists in Hereford and Herefordshire.
So you're an anarchist?
I am.
What does that mean? I mean, this is a very, very misunderstood word. You don't drive around on a motorbike Mad Max style wearing just leathers, do you? Actually, that's a different film, I think.
Yeah, not on, only on weekends. I mean, anarchism in mainstream media is very much portrayed as being chaos and violence. And really, anarchism is about organising within your community without leadership. One of the main principles of anarchism would be libertarianism. We have no leadership, we take responsibility for ourselves in our community, and we advocate direct action in dealing with problems and issues that people face.
Is anarchy dependent on the Dunbar number, as in the kind of loosely written rules saying that within a community, i.e. a commune, you can't have any more than 150 people or so networking before it starts fracturing and breaking down? We're finding this is different now. It's been rewritten when you're dealing with internet communities.
I mean, we've been asked a few times how will we deal with Hereford Solidarity League if we suddenly became 100 members. It's quite difficult to have a meeting on consensus if you've got 100 people. It needs to be broken down into usable groups. And I mean, 20, 30 people can come to a consensus on an issue and put a delegate forward for the next stage. It's that kind of government from the bottom up. You put people forward, a delegate, to represent your views. They don't have any power. They have no authority. They merely represent you. So that's how it would work. I think you'd break down into smaller groups for decision-making purposes.
Now, there's a buzzword floating around on the interwebs at the moment, and it's called networked intelligence. This idea that a hive mind can share and learn from, and a lot of people that don't necessarily have a massive amount of knowledge can tap into this networked intelligence and therefore suddenly become instantly a lot smarter. Would this networked intelligence not work very nicely with anarchism? Never thought I'd say that sentence.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the issues I think surrounds information, especially media, is a lot of the time it can be quite elitist. It might only be available to people who are well-educated, have the knowledge of where to search already. And I think it's important that everybody has access. And so that idea would be great. Everybody's got access to it, as long as you've got access to the internet, of course. So yeah, I think that'd be a positive thing to promote.
I can see you googling that a little bit later on, maybe. So you also run a little bit of a film club as well. What's that called?
Guerrilla Cinema. Guerrilla Cinema is just three of us in Hereford who put on free film nights. They have to be free just to make them accessible to everybody in the community. So we often run on donations, and that usually covers the hire of a hall. We put on films that you don't necessarily see on the television, indie media, sort of undercurrents type films, schmovies, and Guerrilla News Network, those type of films.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with that. Where can people go online to find your publication and any of this information?
Hereford Heckler is on WordPress, and Guerrilla Cinema is on MySpace.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.